For nearly three decades, Jerry McJunkins has been sitting inside courtrooms in Charlotte, moving his hands quickly over a large white poster board with his colored pencils and pastels. He's a courtroom sketch artist, perhaps the only one in Charlotte. WFAE's Tasneem Shamma visited his studio in Plaza Midwood.
In the 1970s, Jerry McJunkins was doing what he could to make a living. He sold quick sketches of visitors at Carowinds and shopping malls for $5 a piece.
And one day,
he got a call from WCCB-TV.
The producer called and asked me to bring my pad. And from there, he said, sketch that guy across the office. And when I did, he said, okay, we'll pick you up in the morning.
At Carowinds, he was earning $85 a day. This job offered him more than double that. And it was going to be a long gig. It was 1986, and televangelist Jim Baker and the PTL Club was under federal investigation. And that trial launched his career. Since then, he estimates he's done more than 1,500 courtroom sketches, mostly from the Mecklenburg County and federal courthouse uptown.
Oh, this is nice. I enjoyed that one. Let me show you the picture.
Many of them are stored in cabinets at a studio in Plaza Midwood. There are sketches of Michael Jordan on the witness stand, Fort Bragg triple murderer Timothy Hennis, Bernie Madoff, and even Barney, the purple dinosaur.
Morrison Kassoon was being sued by the Barney people because out in California, the San Diego Padres had rented one of their costumes. Now, the San Diego Padres have a chicken for their mascot. The chicken beat up Barney. Can you imagine kids looking at that, almost about throwing up, you know?
His favorite sketch is called Baker's Last Stand. It's from the final hours of the Jim Baker trial in 1989.
And it was just everything. I put in the grains in the wood. Judge Potter's expression of contempt. And how some of the jury was kind of riveted looking at him, you know?
But these days, there's not as much demand for his work.
It's a dying art. Because some of the stations, when I ask, would you want an artist? And they say, no, we got a picture of the defendant walking in or walking out, and they tell their story. So they're not looking at it as an art form to encourage. To them, it's just how to save money.
He says his sketches help capture the energy and mood in a court, especially when cameras are not allowed. He says that mood changes when cameras are present.
People are usually very stoic, poker face, no emotions, and sometimes it's difficult to see the character. The jury have to make a decision, not just based on facts, based on expressions too, and how people feel.
McJunkins says his own experience with the court system helps him do his job. After graduating from West Charlotte in 1968, he joined a traveling jazz band and sold marijuana. He was in and out of jail. And then he served a 2-year sentence in Florida for stealing a motorcycle.
I sit in that jail and I begin to have a replay of my life. And I said, Jerry, either you're going to make some changes or this is how it's going to be.
He came home, took art classes at Central Piedmont Community College, and a career was born. His original sketches sell for $1,500. He often gets requests from judges, attorneys, jury members, and he even sold one sketch to a man convicted of murdering his wife. Some of it's even signed by the people in them, like former Senator John Edwards.
He was going up on the elevator, and so I said, hey, could you sign my pieces? He said, sure.
He's 65 and focusing on selling his artwork. He also teaches seminars on courtroom art, but he says there's only one way to become good at what he does.
I can tell you everything, but you're still going to have to do it. You know, it takes experience to do that. I mean, it's nothing you learn overnight. It really does.
And when he's not inside a courtroom, you can still find him sketching portraits of customers at South Park Mall. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shamma in Charlotte.